What we know about the ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel. Singer D4VD arrested on suspicion of murdering teenage girl. Pope criticizes tyrants who spend billions on wars after Trump spat. Turkish police detain 162 people over online posts about school shootings. Brazil's former spy chief released from ICE detention. Naples bank robbers hold 25 people hostage, then vanish through tunnel. Russia launches deadliest aerial attack in months, killing 18 in Ukraine. South Korea's runaway wolf finally captured after 9-day search. Lawmakers clash with RFK Jr. as he shifts focus away from vaccines. Rescuers to use air cushions in latest effort to save stranded whale. Ex-Virginia let to governor kills wife and himself in murder-suicide, police say. South African opposition figure Malema sentenced to 5 years in prison for firing a gun. Pope lashes out at foreigners who exploit Africa. Unprecedented. Fire at Australian oil refinery to affect nation's petrol supplies. Wanted activist arrested in South Africa over support for Benin coup plot. Satellite images reveal scale of Israeli demolitions as Lebanese villages destroyed. Back to books, Sweden schools cutting back on digital learning. India pushes for women's quota bill as row over parliamentary seats intensifies. Lice Douce under fragile ceasefire, Iranians wonder if U.S. deal can be done. Trump's rift with Pope is playing out in public. It's costing him valuable support. HAL recordings and an AI image inside South Korea's long hunt for an escaped wolf. Artemis 2 crew describes moon mission and splashdown moment. How did a wolf become a fugitive in South Korea? Watch rising prices threaten Minnesota's meat raffles. Megan, I was the most trolled person in the entire world. Winner of 1 million euro Picasso thought it was a scam, organizer tells BBC. Gold prices dip but head for mildly positive week on Iran peace hopes. Oil falls on prospects for talks to end Iran war and revive supply. Panama Canal downplays report of $4 million line-jumping auction payment amid higher traffic. U.S. military locked and loaded to strike Iran's power plants. Energy industry if ordered. California gasoline stocks fall to record lows as Hormuz disruption bites. Gold prices muted amid stronger dollar, focus on U.S.-Iran diplomacy efforts. Exclusive, U.S. law enforcement raids offices of Houston fuel trader. Icon Midstream, Trump's energy leaders to hold call with CEOs on Iran war. Source says oil prices rise on doubts U.S.-Iran peace talks will ease Hormuz disruption. Chinese AI firm ManyCore shares rally over 100% in Hong Kong IPO. Uber to acquire additional 4.5% stake in Delivery Hero, FT reports. Asia stocks set for weekly gain. Oil under $100 on peace deal hopes. Top China healthcare stocks, according to Morgan Stanley. Ericsson slightly misses profit expectations as AI demand increases. Chip costs. Wall Street banks trade derivatives to bet on private credit stress, FT reports. Malaysia Q1 GDP up 5.3%, slows from previous quarter. Honda plans JV plant closures in China, Reuters reports. Hello Kitty owner Sanrio suspends MD over improper payments. Shares fall, NATO will not collapse and US will defend its allies, Estonian minister says. Fed's Murin says may cut rate outlook on inflation concerns. US weekly jobless claims fall, manufacturing production retreats in March. Trump administration to lobby allies to support trade over aid push, cable shows. Natural gas storage exceeds expectations, impacts energy markets. Industrial production declines, missing forecasts and previous gains, U.S. Initial jobless claims fall below expectations, signaling economic resilience. Philadelphia Fed manufacturing index surges beyond expectations. Trump tries economic reset as Republicans fret over high gas prices. Iran peace talk optimism trips dollar for second straight week. In India, $1 housekeepers spark a consumer worker frenzy despite safety risks.